This morning, a group of Chinese business delegates from the northeastern city of Harbin visited Anchorage to foster discussions over future commerce. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has a few takeaways from the meeting between Harbin officials and Alaska business leaders.
Harbin is part of the Heilongjiang province in China and serves as a major agricultural hub for the country. The delegates visiting Anchorage from Harbin were part of the Huahong Group, a company specializing in real estate, agriculture, tourism, airlines, and other interests. Suijin Khan with the World Trade Center Harbin, developed by Huahong, says the area is quite similar to Anchorage, and both cities would benefit from increased commerce.
Obviously, we share a lot of commonalities in terms of latitude, in terms of climate, and there's a huge opportunity also in terms of the short transit time between Harbin and Anchorage.
Khan says the approximate travel time to Anchorage from Harbin is about 6.5 hours. She says that short transit opens the door for trade opportunities, and WTC Harbin wants to capitalize on the location benefits. One of the main business ventures the Chinese visitors were excited about was the prospect of shipping live seafood to China. In recent years, Khan says that the demand for wild-sourced food has increased in China.
There's a push for non-farmed, non-GMO type products. As you know, health risks exist, and these are very important to Chinese consumers as well. So they are looking to, and they are willing also to pay a fair amount of money for non-farmed seafood.
Due to Harbin's position as a major player in China's agricultural economy, Harbin officials say that opening trade between Anchorage and the city could spread Alaska products across China. Increasing economic ties to China has been a major platform of the Walker administration for the past few years. Recently, Walker took a delegation of Alaskans to China in order to foster future partnerships. Khan says the governmental support that WTC Harbin has received from both sides is very beneficial to the whole process.
Having the governor set the stage for business connections to take place obviously helps. It helps us to meet with all of you really quickly, and it also enables us to get government support from our end as well, because as you heard, the mayor and the vice mayor of Harbin are very keen to get this trade relation going.
Lindsay Witt works with Matson, an Alaska-based freight shipping company, and she was one of the delegates traveling with the governor. Her company is looking to expand its routes, which currently travel from Anchorage, Kodiak, and Dutch Harbor to Tacoma, Washington. She wants to expand them to China. Witt says the company isn't looking at any particular part of China to establish a route.
Well, we'll cast a wide net. We're in the research phase right now. So the trip over there was very eye-opening. The opportunities are fantastic for Alaskans and for China. And so we're going to look into that now.
Witt says while seafood is by and large the hottest Alaska product in China, she's hoping that the state can become large-scale producers of a variety of products.
We have some people from the Matsu Valley that are looking to export pork and logs and hay. And so we have excellent beer with the 49th State Brewery beer, and the clean, clear water that they use makes a great product. So Chinese folks are very interested in that product.
Recently, the United States and China have had a contentious trading relationship, with both countries disagreeing over various tariffs. Suijin Khan with WTC Harbin says that she's aware of the various political obstacles that may arise in the Alaska-China economic future, but she's confident that it won't upend work being done to foster the relationship.
I would say that, you know, we have to be aware of all of the political ramifications of whatever we do, but that's just business. I think we will work through all of these issues because whatever it is, people's got to eat.
The Harbin delegation will be in Alaska through the weekend, meeting with various businesses in Anchorage, as well as visiting Girdwood. While many of the opportunities and prospects between China and Alaska are in the early stages, both sides seem optimistic that through these partnerships, Alaska and China could reap large economic benefits. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.